We got in the taxi. The driver looked around. "Stop at the nearest bistro," I said. "We might as well go to the Closerie," Brett said. "I can't drink these rotten brandies." "Closerie des Lilas." Brett turned to Bill. "Have you been in this pestilential city long?"
"Just got in today from Budapest."
"How was Budapest?"
"Wonderful. Budapest was wonderful."
"Ask him about Vienna."
"Vienna," said Bill, "is a strange city."
"Very much like Paris," Brett smiled at him, wrinkling the corners of her eyes.
"Exactly," Bill said, "very much like Paris at this moment."
"You have a good start." Sitting out on the terraces of the Lila, Brett ordered a whiskey and soda, I took one too, and Bill took another Pernod. "How are you, Jake?"
"Great," I said. "I've had a good time."
Brett looked at me.
"I was a fool to go away," she said. "One's an ass to leave Paris."
"Did you have a good time?"
"Oh, all right. Interesting. Not frightfully amusing."
"See anybody?"
"No, hardly anybody. I never went out."
"Didn't you swim?"
"No, didn't do a thing."
"Sounds like Vienna," Bill said.
Brett wrinkled up the corners of her eyes at him.
"So that's the way it was in Vienna."
"It was like everything in Vienna."
Brett smiled at him again. "You've a nice friend, Jake."
"He's all right," I said. "He's a taxidermist."
"That was in another country," Bill said. "And besides, all the animals were dead."
"One more," Brett said, "and I must run. Do send the waiter for a taxi."
"There's a line of them right out in front."
"Good."
We had the drink and put Brett into her taxi. "Mind you're at the Select around 10. Make him come. Michael will be there."
"We'll be there," Bill said.
The taxi started and Brett waved.
"Quite a girl," Bill said. "She's damn nice. Who's Michael?"
"The man she's going to marry."
"Well, well," Bill said, "that's always just the stage I meet anybody. What'll I send them? Think they'd like a couple of stuffed racehorses?"
"We better eat."
"Is she really lady something or other?"
Bill asked in the taxi on our way down to the Ile Saint-Louis.
"Oh, yes, in the stud book and everything."
"Well, well."
We ate dinner at Madame Le Comte's restaurant on the far side of the island. It was crowded with Americans, and we had to stand up and wait for a place. Someone had put it in the American Women's Club list as a quaint restaurant on the Paris Quai, as yet untouched by Americans, so we had to wait 45 minutes for a table. Bill had eaten at the restaurant in 1918, and right after the armistice, and Madame Le Comte made a great fuss over seeing him.
"Doesn't get us a table, though," Bill said. "Grand woman, though."
We had a good meal, a roast chicken, new green beans, mashed potatoes, a salad, and some apple pie and cheese.
"You've got the world here, all right," Bill said to Madame Le Comte.
She raised her hand.
"Oh, my God. You'll be rich."
"I hope so."
After the coffee and a fiend, we got the bill, chalked up the same as ever on a slate that was doubtless one of the quaint features, paid it, shook hands, and went out.
"You never come here anymore, Monsieur Barnes," Madame Le Comte said.
"Too many compatriots."
"Come at lunchtime. It's not crowded then."
"Good. I'll be down soon."